Both the Turkish government and the U.S. ambassador in Turkey are blaming terrorists for an attack on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. This morning, three Turkish police officers were killed when gunmen opened fire at the entrance to the consulate. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story from Istanbul.
At about 11 o'clock this morning, a bloody gun battle erupted at the entrance to the U.S. consulate. In the aftermath of the shootout, bodies lay bleeding on the doorstep of the consulate as Turkish police investigated the grisly scene. A local Turkish boy named Mohammed Nur was an eyewitness to the attack. The 15-year-old says he first suspected something strange was happening when he saw four bearded men in a car pull up near the entrance to the consulate.
One man was wearing a coat, and I wondered why he would be dressed that way in this heat. Then I saw him open up his coat, and I saw he had guns in his belt.
Nur says three of the men stepped out of the car, pulled out weapons, and then opened fire at a guard booth manned by Turkish police officers, who provide the first line of defense at the heavily fortified American compound.
They started shooting at the guard booth. Then two of the attackers fell on the ground, shot. There was one attacker left shooting. Then he either ran out of bullets or dropped his gun and leaned down. That's when a policeman came out of the guard booth and shot him twice, once in the shoulder and once in the head.
The three attackers, who were later identified as Turkish citizens, were all killed on the spot, as was one Turkish police officer. Two other Turkish policemen later died of their wounds in a nearby hospital, while a fourth is being treated for serious injuries. A manhunt is underway for the driver of the attacker's vehicle, who Turkish police say may have been wounded as he fled. There were no casualties inside the consulate, which is perched high on a hill overlooking the street.
We take any attack on our facilities very seriously, and we take the loss of life very seriously.
Washington's ambassador to Turkey, Ross Wilson, has labeled this an act of terrorism. He says he has requested additional security at other U.S. diplomatic and military installations across Turkey.
Could there be something that comes along, you know, in the next several days? Many will recall the attacks in Istanbul in 2003 on the British consulate, a British bank, and several Jewish synagogues. Those were spaced out over the course of several days. I don't know what's coming next. We want to be very attentive to our security and the security of our personnel here.
In November of 2003, 57 people were killed over the course of a week in a series of synchronized suicide truck bombings around Istanbul. Turkish authorities said those attacks were carried out by an al-Qaeda-linked gang of Turks, some of whom had trained at camps in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Turkish authorities say it's still too early to speculate on the motives behind today's attack. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.